This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives have submitted a list of witnesses they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. The names include former Vice President Joe Biden's son and the anonymous whistleblower whose allegations triggered the inquiry. In an interview with ABC's This Week, House Intelligence Committee member Democratic Representative Jackie Speier says there is no need for the whistleblower to testify.
The whistleblower actually provided a document. He was third hand. We have Colonel Vindman, who was actually on the call, who will be in a position, I think, to testify. And so you have a much more direct person to speak to about the events.
Appearing on the same program, Republican Representative Mac Thornberry says no matter who testifies, he believes the Democrats have mishandled the investigation.
Whatever happens now, there will be a taint to this one-sided, partisan approach to impeachment that is different than has been used before. And so I think there will be intense skepticism about whatever they come up with.
Investigators enter a new phase this week when they begin publicly questioning witnesses after weeks of closed-door testimony. Police fired tear gas and protesters broke windows at a shopping mall Sunday in anti-government demonstrations across Hong Kong. Hong Kong is in the sixth month of protests that began in June over a proposed extradition law and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy and other grievances. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. Or for news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iran State TV is reporting that construction has begun on a second nuclear power reactor at its Bashir plant amid heightened tensions over Tehran's collapsing nuclear deal with world powers. Authorities began pouring concrete for the base of the reactor on Sunday. Bashir's first reactor came online in 2011 with the help of Russia. The new reactor, similarly, will be built with Russian help. Iran's leader says a massive new oil field has been uncovered in the southwestern region of the country. President Hassan Rouhani says the field has 53 billion barrels of crude oil and could boost the country's oil reserves by a third. Turkey's defense ministry says a car bomb has killed at least 8 civilians in northeast Syria today. The latest deaths come as UN monitors report scores of civilians are being killed and wounded in northern and northeastern Syria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In just the last 5 days, at least 92 civilians have been killed in these two separate battles. The UN Human Rights Office reports most of the deaths have occurred in Syria's northeastern Kurdish-controlled area, which is under assault by the Turkish military. It says 49 people have been victims of airstrikes, ground-based strikes, and summary executions. These have been carried out by opposing Turkish-affiliated armed groups and Kurdish armed groups. It says another 31 civilians have been killed by roadside bombs in populated areas, most likely planted by groups opposing the Turkish military offensive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 13 people were killed and many fishermen remain missing Sunday as a cyclone hit the coast of Bangladesh and India. Packing winds of up to 120 kilometers per hour, the cyclone is weakening as it moves inland. Australian firefighters raced on Sunday to contain widespread bushfires that have left 3 people dead. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Burnt out cars and homes gutted beyond recognition. Bushfires in the Australian state of New South Wales have killed 3 people since Friday, when a record number of emergency level fires were declared in the state. At least 150 homes have been destroyed. Authorities upgraded the forecast for the Greater Sydney region to catastrophic fire danger for Tuesday, the first time the city has been rated at that level since new fire danger ratings were introduced a decade ago. Australia is suffering through one of its worst bushfire seasons, with parts of the country crippled by severe drought.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.